months ago, and I just saw the call of God in his life. He runs a youth ministry called The Great Army of Jesus. What a great name, hey? And I just love this brother. He's got a great call in his life. Please give them a please stand to your feet and give him a massive New Hope welcome.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, all you people. Praise the Most High God. Come on. He's worth it. He's worth every praise. Come on. Hallelujah. There is a power when you praise. And that's why we are here today. There is every power. Strongholds break loose when you praise. And we are going to talk more about this today. And thank you so much. Father, we thank you for who you are today. Thank you for the opening of doors. Thank you for letting us come and share your word today in this holy sanctuary. Father, we ask that you come and ignite our souls. Lord, we ask you that you come and transform us. By the time we leave here, we leave with a testimony. We believe the sick are going to live set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we are here to break every power of darkness in your mighty precious name. We give you honor and glory. You alone are worth it. You are the Holy One of this whole world of Israel. There is no one like you. All tongue will confess and all knees will go down. And because you are lifted up higher, today we are here in your sanctuary, Lord. And we ask you that you come. For without you, we can do nothing. So we ask you to come, Holy Spirit. May you come right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated in the house of God. So I really, really want to give honor to Pastor Matt for allowing us to come and share the good news of Jesus Christ. And such a very big privilege for us to be here today. And I tell you what, I don't believe in chances. I don't believe that I'm here by chance, right? I don't believe that I'm here by accident. I believe in divine appointments. Hallelujah. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
So, but I'm only afraid of one thing, Pastor Matt. If you call us here again, your church will turn African. So be careful. But it's powerful. It's powerful. This is really awesome to be here. And I'm really, really blessed to be here. I have no ways to express. I'm really blessed beyond measure, and I'm really thankful that New Hope Church had opened the door for us to connect together with United Christian Church. We come from a church called United Christian Church, and I am here with my senior pastors, Pastor Jerome and Catherine. Would you wave to the church? Why are you hiding? Come on, Pastor. All right, and so I am a husband, and I am also a father. I have one boy. My wife is here. Beautiful, would you? Right. And so I am also honored to be here with our team. I mean, it's awesome. One of the drama just came here from Melbourne. He flied this morning back to Brisbane and straight here just to be with us today. So how awesome is that? Amen. And so I've known, the first time I saw Pastor Matt, I believe it was at this event called Day of Freedom. I don't know if you remember that, but he was preaching there at Pastor Steve. He had organized that event. And when he preached, there was something about him that really made me feel so connected. And I say, I will pray to my God whom I trust. And I will make sure that God opened a door for us to work together with this mighty man of God. So then we organized a youth conference, of course. And I felt that I felt in my heart, the Holy Spirit told me, you need to seek that man again. Let him come and bring the fire in the church. And the conference that we had organized was about bringing communities together. So we are all about multiculturalism. We are all about coming together in unity. We are all about the body of Christ. We don't care about what you look like or what we look like or where we're from or where you're from. We are here as the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So then I thought about, how do I get to that big man? I mean, it's not easy to get to Matt. I began to pray. I went on my knees. I said, God, you gotta open the door. You know, do whatever you got to do as a God, but I need that man. And God spoke to me and said, remember Pastor Steve, this other pastor was a friend of mine. He said, go through him, you'll be able to get him. So praise the Lord. And we called Pastor Matt and we said, Pastor Matt, we've organized this event. It's all about, you know, us coming together as the body of Christ. Would you love to come and unite with us and bring the word of God? He said, when, where, what do you want me to do? That's all he said. And he came. And oh boy, he did bring some storms. Hallelujah. So, and I just want to thank you all to be here, all of you who made it this morning. I am very, very privileged, and I have no ways to express again. But the most important thing that I want to thank God to open this opportunity for us to come here together and celebrate His goodness. You know, it is only God that can bring us together. We do not get together by accident. And so I give all praise and all honor to Him. Amen. So before I speak, I don't have much time, but before I speak, I love to talk a little bit about myself. I thought I would quickly give at least 3 minutes of my testimony so that at least you know who's standing before you. You know, I have not, it's not that I have always been who I am today. Praise the Lord. I come from a country called Burundi. And when I left my country, I was only by the age of 8, right? So the war broke out, and it was a civil war, right? And I wasn't at home, praise the Lord. And so I wasn't at home and had no anybody to guide me. When you begin to hear, I mean, shotguns, it doesn't matter how old you are. You just know something's going on. Amen? And I began to run, and I just followed people. I saw people begin to run. And I just followed. I had nobody to follow, but I just trusted that God will make a way. I did not have anybody, but kept on running and found myself in a country, in a neighbor country called Tanzania. I mean, you can imagine running on the age of 8, nobody to carry you to get to another country, cross the border, right? And I got on the other side of the country, and I was there. No, I knew nobody there, but God protected me. In that whole time, God protected me. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you that we serve a big God. I'm here to tell you that God, our God, is a God of impossible. So when I was there, it took about two to three weeks before I was able to unite myself with my family. Later on, my family found out that somebody said, I saw a kid that looked like yours in this place where there is a gathering of so many people. I believe he's right there. So my mom had to send someone to come and pick me up from there. I did not go through any other issues except running. I mean, running until the skin of your feet begins to peel off. Right, so I'm a living testimony. I can tell you that. So while I was there, and we ended up being taken to another place, which was a refugee camp. I lived in a refugee camp for 13 years. Praise the Lord. This is a very crazy lifestyle. I mean, this is a place where there is no running water. This is a place where there is no stove. I mean, you can imagine what it looks like. This is a place where there is no mattress, so you are sleeping on the ground. You can imagine what that looks like. But through all these situations, God said, I have a good plan for you. Hallelujah. I am here to tell you that it doesn't matter what you're going through today. I am here to tell you that it might look like it's impossible. But if God is with you, hallelujah. Come on. I need to hear a lot of praise because I love praise. Come on. Amen. God is worthy of every single praise. I mean, he did keep me until today. I'm standing in New Hope Church. All right. I lack nothing today. I lack nothing. God gave me a beautiful wife. I serve in a beautiful ministry. And today, God has anointed me to preach the gospel all over the world. It is not too late. You might be through situations. I am here to tell you that every situation, whatever situation, it might look so big. But God is, if God is for you, nobody can be against you. It is never too late. Amen? I might not take too much time. These singers, I'm going to blame you. You took my time, yeah? These African dancers. All right. Praise the Lord. But so I went through that. And after 13 years, we were honored and we were given an opportunity to come and migrate here in Australia where the whole family, I mean, when I went through what I went through, every single one of us kids, we all ran differently, but God protected us. Until this day, we are a complete family. Amen. I don't know how that looks like to you, who might not have an idea what it looks like, but this was a horrible moment. I was like Daniel in the den of lions. Praise the Lord. But God rescued me so that one day I will stand before nations and proclaim his goodness. Hallelujah. So I want to quickly say that today we are going to talk about a message called A Distinguished Servant of God. You know, when we give our heart to God many times, we can take it as a religious matter, where we just want to come to church, where we just want to come, and sometimes we find it even hard to lift up our hands. But when you give your heart, as Matt was saying, it is a big matter and it is a big decision. And we are to truly be the true servants of the Most High God. And I'm going to share quickly in the book of Daniel chapter 6. We are going to see one of the, one man that I call a very distinguished servant of God, Daniel, who went through so much, just like what I went through, and yet was able to stand in faith. He stood up in faith and said, "Nothing can shake me." And this is the spirit that we are going to pray for in this church. That no matter what comes on your way, you will be able to stand on your ground and say, "I am a child of God." Hallelujah. So Daniel was an Israelite who found himself in a slavery in the Babylon, right? Under the King Darius, he was a servant. He was a servant he had good qualities that everybody was so jealous of him. I mean, have you been so good that people are so jealous of you? So good that people say, "Why are you too good? Why, how come everything about you is so good? You always smile. You always open to help people. What's going on with you? We are so tired of you being so good." Come on. This is what a Christian is supposed to look like. We are supposed to be the light of the world. I mean, if we put our lights under the table, how can we then shine our light to the world? But Daniel knew who he was. He knew that he was made to be the light in the world. You know, even in the time of slavery, right there in the slavery, right there in the refugee camp, God can do miracles. He's looking for people who are hungry. He's looking for people who are ready. He's looking for people who are thirsty who are hungry and thirsty for the righteousness of God. It's not about how qualified you are. He qualifies those he sent. Praise the Lord. So he's been there now. He's serving in this kingdom. And these other princes, they just became so jealous of him because he was so loved by the king. They knew that he was a trustworthy man. So the king said, "I'm going to set you above all my kingdom. I'm going to promote you." So they said, no, you can't just do that. You know, these other princes, these other presidents, these other, you know, they say, "No way, he's a slave. How can he be given this kind of opportunity?" So they began to make up some stories about him. And they started to think about what can really, really make up about this man. And they tried to look for mistakes. They could not find one mistake. So they said to themselves, the only way we can catch this man, we are going to go and get together and say to the king, from in the 30 days, we are making sure that nobody else prays to any other god except to you. So they knew that Daniel wasn't going to be able to stop his prayers. How many people are not able to stop their prayers no matter what? Are you one of them? Are you one of those people when you go through issues, you still go on your knees and you say, God, I don't even know what I'm going through and I don't even know if you are coming to serve me. But what matters the most is not about what you're going to do. What matters the most is about who you are. And I'm going to put my trust in you. And I'm going to continue to be hopeful. My hope is in you. No matter the situations, no matter what I go through, you are my sovereign king. Praise the Lord. So on verse 5, if we could have that on the screen, I'm going to try and skip some verses. We don't have much time. Verse 5, it says that then, finally, these men said, we will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God. I mean, imagine if you had that spirit, that people, when they want to blame you, they find no issues. But they have to think about what you love the most, and it is your God. Come on, man. What would it be like if the church was like this? What would it be like if every believer was on fire for Jesus? What would it be like if we could say, God, my life means nothing, but you mean everything? What would it be like if we were to be on fire, that we are not threatened by the situations of this life? We are not threatened by our bills. We are not threatened by any situation because we know that our God is faithful. Praise the Lord. So, I'm here to tell you today that our God is good. Our God is awesome. When he says, lean on me, he means it. He's not just making it up. When he says, I am with you until the end of the world, he means it. If you can only trust in his word. I mean, there is one thing to hear the word of God and to trust in the word of God. Now you might have heard so many words spoken and preached. I know that Matt is one of the greatest speakers. But what I'm asking you today, what do you do with the word that you hear every single Sunday? Praise the Lord. Now these administrators went, as I said, they went as a group and they said to the king, King, we want you to allow us to sign the decree that if we find any other man praying to any other god except for you, they are going to be thrown in the den of the lions. And the king said, that's right. I mean, it's all about power. I don't mind you guys doing that, right? So, and then they went and saw Daniel. Daniel had been, he had been a faithful person. He prayed 3 times a day. He said to God, God, I see this thing. I'm in a situation that where I have no strength. I'm in a situation where I don't know what to do, but I trust in you. Every day, 3 times on his knees. I ask the church today, what would it be like if you had the same passion when situation is thrown to you and you are able to find, to create times for God where you will go on your knees before you work, before you go to do your stuff. You go before God and say, God, I don't know what my day is going to look like today, but I'm trusting in you. Hallelujah. And you get in the middle of the day and you say, God, by the way, I'm still living. I give you praise. Hallelujah. And you go to the evening and you say, God, I don't know what this night is going to bring to me, but I give you praise in advance. Hallelujah. So many times we rely on what we see, but we serve a supernatural God. When we begin to have a kingdom mentality, we are going to be unshakable. Nothing can shake us, for we know whom we serve. Our God is good. Come on, say, our God is good. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. How do you find hope in the storm? How do you find hope in the storms? Hallelujah. See, the truth is, Jesus said, in this world, you will find persecutions. This is our promise from our loving God. It is a proper promise that we have to endure tribulations. Tribulations will come. But what do we do when tribulation comes? Do we give up and give a chest to the devil and say, devil, now you can come and smash me? Or do we stand and say, devil, I ain't gonna give you no chances. I know whom I serve. I know whom I belong to. I am called to stand the storms. Hallelujah. I'm getting a few amens. Because this thing is really deep. You probably went through issues and you were not able to stand the storm. Let me tell you something. The truth is, you can never stand the storms in your strength. Not in your strength. I mean, Daniel was able to stand the storms because he believed in God. He said, God, every day I'm going to go on my knees. I don't care what they are saying about me. I know that I did not do anything wrong. I don't care what the devil is throwing at me. I am going to go on my knees, God, every morning, every afternoon, and every evening. And I'm going to praise you, my King. Awesome, right? So many people come to church now. And they think, all right, once I go to church, my situations are going to be perfect. I don't have to deal with bills anymore. You know, God is going to cover everything. Hey, he promised us that tribulation will shape us. Tribulation will strengthen us. Tribulation will shape us, will bring us to humbleness. You can never be humble enough. Let me tell you something. When I went through these situations back home, today I have no issue whatsoever that's related to what I went through. God healed me in my heart. He healed me in my heart that I feel so pure. I feel the joy of the Lord. And I am able to share what I went through because God let me experience the persecution. What God did through what I went through, He gave me a heart of passion. He gave me a heart to love people. No matter when I see people going through issues, I am able to empathize because I know what it feels like. Sometimes God will let you go through situations so that you can learn life. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for you while you're going through. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you need to pray a prayer like this. God, I thank you for the storms. Hey. I know the storm is coming, but that ain't my problem. Hallelujah. I know the storm is coming, but I have the man who knows how to calm the storm. Jesus calms every storm. If you only trust in him, you will never be disappointed in him. He is a mighty God. He is a loving Father. There is no one like him. He is the everlasting Father. He is a wonderful counselor. You might be going through some tough times, but the only way you are going to be renewed in mind is if you let the greatest counselor come and speak to you. Come and change your life. Come and give you a brand new heart. Come and wipe your tears. Hallelujah. No matter what swirls around you, you just know that God has promised us our perfect peace. Have you had so much peace in the middle of the storm? Like, I am in the storm, but I feel happy. Come on, if you are a Christian, you know what that feels like. I am in the storm. I don't have the money to pay the bill, but I am so happy. I mean, I just went through a car accident, but I feel so happy. Praise the Lord. My marriage is breaking, but I feel so happy. What's going on with me? What's wrong with me? Why am I so happy? God will give you his perfect peace if you rely on him. Hallelujah. And you can have every riches of this world. You can have it all, powers and everything. But if you don't have peace, it's all nothing. And the only one who will be able to give you the peace that you desire, it is the Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. So instead of complaining, Daniel trusted the Lord. He said, God, I don't know why things are happening the way they are happening. I don't know what I did wrong, but I trust you. I don't know what they're going to do, but I trust you. Yes, you can throw me in the lion's den, but I'm going to trust in the Lord. Do whatever you want to do. I am immovable. You can only have that boldness if you rely on God. For in our weaknesses, He is our strength. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. So after he had been thrown in the lion's den, the king could not find any peace. I mean, he knew that Daniel was a righteous man of God. He said, I'm in trouble. What did I do? I'm going to have to pay back. What did I do? He could not eat. He could not do anything. He got up in the morning, praise the Lord, and he went to see where Daniel was thrown. And he said, Daniel, servant of the Most High God, did the God that you serve so awesomely serve you from the lions? And he says, may you, king, live forever. For when you threw me in the pit of hell, my God found me in the pit, and he was able to rescue me. He was able to shut the mouths of the lions. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we have to be able to remain still, even when we are surrounded by lions, even when we are surrounded by situations, and say, God, you reign. God, you live forever. God, you are holy. There is no one like you. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Now, if you when they took him out, let me tell you. The king said, he decided and said, now you, all of the men, all of you who made some lies about the man of God, Daniel, you are going to go in the pit. So sometimes if you stand the storm, the person who dug the pit for you will be the one falling in it. But that is only if you stand still. Amen? If you stand still, they will dig a pit for you and they'll end up in it as you continue to rejoice the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, church. Come on. We serve an awesome God. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. See what verse 24 says. At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and their children. Amen. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Now, if they hadn't done this, we would have said that maybe Daniel was thrown in the den where the lions can't really eat people. Right? But the story becomes so powerful because when these people were thrown, they did not reach the ground. Amen? This is just to show you the power of our God. This is just to give you a demonstration of who our God really is. That if you truly trust Him, there is no situation that's bigger than to Him. Praise the Lord. Even in the middle of the storm, He is right there with you. Even when it looks like it's over, it ain't over yet until God receives His glory. Praise the Lord. David says in Psalm 23, He sets a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Come on. Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. He set a table before me. I feel like David right now. Like, God, come on. Hey. Sometimes you got to take that word and make it yours. Amen. He says, He sets a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So sometimes you need to focus on God. Don't look at your enemies. Don't look at your enemies. Your enemies are nothing compared to God. Just relax and know that he will save you right there before them. And they are going to be so amazed. They say, what's going on with this person? Didn't we think that we just threw him in the lion's den? And what's going on? Is he talking? Like, is he really alive? We serve a God who is able. Can I get our brother on the keyboard? Give us the soft keys as we finalize. Praise the Lord. I don't know what you might be going through today in your life. I don't know how far in a pit you might be. Praise the Lord. I don't know how long you've been waiting. Let me encourage you today that the God of Daniel is your God. The God of Daniel is your God. He has always been faithful. He will continue to be faithful. He is a God of yesterday and today and forever. He never changes. The Bible says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it for Daniel, he will surely do it for you if you put your trust in him. Soon your wounds will become your scars. Your wounds will not always be with you. You will see them as scars. And those scars will become your testimony. Hallelujah. Come on, if you have some scars, begin to look at your scars and say, I survived. I survived. God took me through this. So no matter what good the devil is going to bring again, he's going to see me through it again. I mean, we serve a good God. Praise the Lord. I am an evangelist. I am an evangelist, so we do door knockings. One day we went and did door knockings, and we met this gentleman, and he said, you know why you are so on fire for Jesus? He said, it is because of what you went through. That's why you are on fire on Jesus. I said, do you really have to go through a lot to believe? Is that what you want? Come on, celebrate that God has kept you from the disasters. You don't need to go through what I had to go through. You don't need that. You just need to know that God has always been faithful. God has protected you. I can tell you that God is awesome. The moment I came back to him, I have never regretted. No one day. Every day, I might not have things in my house, but God will speak to people, and people will bring the things. Hallelujah. I might not have anything, but I never lose hope. I mean, I never cry. I don't see a need to cry. Why should we cry when we are born again? Come on. We are dead. We don't have life. The life of this world is dead. I am in Jesus. Why should I cry? I am in Jesus. I resurrected with Jesus. Come on, somebody. Say, I have resurrected with Jesus. Sometimes you gotta understand who you are when you come to Jesus. See, you can come to Jesus and still think like the world, and you will never overcome the situations because you haven't renewed your mind. Sometimes we gotta renew our minds. We gotta call God and say, God, come and renew us so that we can think the same way you think. Why do you let yourself see what the devil wants you to see? Why can't you see what God sees instead? Because I tell you the truth, the moment you begin to see what God sees, the devil will never have power over you. But as long as you keep your eyes on the things of the devil, he will overpower you, he will put you to death, you will never succeed. But when you say, the devil, you are a liar, I refuse to look at what you bring in my city, in my life. I am going to focus on what God wants me to see. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. If you are losing faith, maybe you've gone through some situations where you begin to question God. Soon I'm going to welcome the man of God, Pastor Matt, to come and open the opportunity for you. But we can only overcome these situations if we rely on God. The Bible says that trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all the ways, acknowledge him. Praise the Lord. And he will do what? He will make your path straight. So if you want God to make your path straight, you got to lean on Him. You got to trust in Him. You got to put your hope in Him. And He will be there when you need Him. Hallelujah. Can you stand on your feet? See, as I conclude in Acts chapter 16, the Bible says that at midnight, Paul and Silas closed to, they went in prayers. And they began to sing praises to the Lord so loudly that even the prisoners could hear them. See, what's wrong with the church today? You are a believer and you are so afraid that people know who you are. The Bible says, when they praised with mighty. They said, this is who we are, and we are not afraid of our God. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is a power to salvation. Hallelujah, they praised the Lord, and the prison began to shake. Hallelujah, and all the doors were open because of the power of praise. When you see Africans going crazy, and you say, these Africans, oh, what's going on with them? It is because we know what's in the power of praise. We know what it is, that what happens when you praise God. Let me tell you something. When the Joshua came to the promised land, God said, you leave that with me, Joshua. All I need you to do, you go and march around the city. Hallelujah, and give me some praise. And you see me put the walls of hope. Right there in the situation, continue to praise Him. Right there in your bondages, continue to give Him some praise and highest praise. Not just like some small praises, like real praise. Amen. You will see Him. You will see Him. He is a God of impossible. He is a mighty God. We serve Him. Hallelujah. God, I worship You. There is no one like You. I give You all the honor and glory. I thank You for the opportunity here at New Hope Church. Lord, I pray that You will raise some David's people in this place. Lord, may You begin to shift in Jesus' name in a mighty way. Lord, as we come back, maybe one day here, we will see a church doubled in numbers in Jesus' name. For we are faithful people. This church is faithful. They are awesome. I've never seen any other church so good like this church. They have a faithful servant. Lord, I pray that You continue to strengthen him. Even in his weakness, may he be able to understand and remember that in my weakness, God's strength are revealed. And he shall continue to send and lead these people to You. We give You praise, God. I release Your spirit of love right now. Anyone that who has fear, see, what the devil wants is for us to have fear. That he will bring fear. He will bring lions around us. He will bring all these situations. But if you can stand against fear and say, I have no fear, for perfect love cast off fear. I am crucified in Christ. The devil will lose something. We will lose the hold of you. And today I ask you and I challenge you and I urge you in the name of the Lord, as Matt Platter comes and open the place, this opportunity for us, and ask for more strength. You're going to say, devil, I've given you a chance before, but I'm coming new. I am being renewed through the word of God. I am coming like never before. I am going to put you to shame, devil. And God is going to be glorified through what you're putting in me. Thank you. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on. Let's give a big thank you to Pastor Prosper and his team. What a powerful word. Just stay standing for a few more moments, guys. We're just going to do two things, and then I'm going to invite Pastor Prosper's team to come out the front, and you can get some prayer from them today if you want some prayer. Before we close the service, I just want to mention now that verse that Pastor Prosper shared from Psalm 23. If we can have that back on the screen, please. You know that verse that says, He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You know how it says, my cup runneth over, it says in the King James Version. My cup will never be empty. You know why it says that? In the Middle East, in Israel, whenever you had a visitor in your house, when they come to your house, you fill up their cup with tea or a drink or whatever. And whenever you want them to go, you stop filling it up. So that when the cup's empty, they know, oh, I better go. It's time to go. But you know, our God prepares a table for us and our cup runs over. It never runs empty. You know why? Because He loves us. He wants a relationship with us. He wants to be with us. God the Father loves the world so much that He gave His one and only Son, Jesus, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Amen? God sent His one and only Son, Jesus, because He wants a relationship with us. And maybe today, you don't know that you're saved. You don't know that your sins are forgiven. I want to give you an opportunity today to get your life right with God. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Father, I thank You for every person in this church today. Thank You for this great word from Pastor Prosper, that no matter what lions are swirling around us, Lord God, we can be still and know that You are God. No matter what storm is coming, we can stand with You because You are the Prince of Peace. And Lord, I just pray if there's anyone here today that needs to get their life right with You, that needs to have their sins forgiven, that needs to be born again, I pray, Holy Spirit, You'll just touch them right now with Your power. Friend, in just a moment, we're going to pray a prayer. We're going to ask Jesus to forgive our sins. We're going to start a new life in Christ. If today is the day for you to give your life to Jesus and turn from your sinful ways, if you want to pray that prayer today and mean it from your heart, I just want you to put your hand up high and we'll pray with you today. Is there anybody today that wants to give their life to Jesus? Just put your hand up high. Good on you, brother. I see that. That's great. Is there anybody else that wants to say, yep, today's the day for me?